The expedition left New York on the 6th of July, 1908, in the steamer Roosevelt, built by the club and commanded by Captain Robert A. Bartlett, was reviewed by President Roosevelt and steamed northward, arriving at Cape York, North Greenland, the 1st of August. Eskimos, dogs, furs, and so forth were obtained in the Eskimo country, and on the 18th of August, the Roosevelt steamed north through the narrow, ice-encumbered channels forming the American gateway to the pole. Winter quarters at Cape Sheridan on the north coast of Grant Land, 450 miles from the pole, were reached September 5th. Here, the expedition wintered, hunting, making equipment, and transporting supplies westward to Cape Columbia. The first division of the Northern Sledge Party left the Roosevelt February 15, 1909, the last division February 22nd. The entire sledge party left Cape Columbia heading due north March 1st. The expedition comprising 24 men, 19 sledges, 133 dogs. Four successive supporting parties in command of McMillan, Borup, Marvin, and Bartlett returned at various intervals, the last in command of Bartlett from the 88th parallel. The main party under my command, six men, five sledges, 40 dogs, pushed forward by forced marches to the pole itself, where it arrived the 6th of April, 1909. Here, in the midst of great fields of heavy ice, covering an ocean 2 miles or more in depth, with the sun circling round the sky day after day without setting, the stars and stripes were planted, and a record left with a piece of the flag. Returning, we left the pole April 7th, and after a series of forced marches, regained Cape Columbia the 23rd of April, and the Roosevelt the 27th. July 18th, the Roosevelt started south, and September 5th, reached the wireless station at Indian Harbor, Labrador, from whence the message, Stars and Stripes nailed to the North Pole, was sent flashing over the world. The discovery of the North Pole stands for the inevitable victory of courage, persistence, experience over all obstacles. In the discovery of the North Pole is written the final chapter of the last of the great geographical stories of the Western Hemisphere, which began with the discovery of the New World by Columbus. Here is the cap and climax, the finish, the closing of the book on 400 years of history. The discovery of the North Pole on the 6th of April, 1909, by the last expedition of the Peary Arctic Club, means that the splendid frozen jewel of the North, for which through centuries men of every nation have struggled and suffered and died, is won at last, and is to be worn forever by the Stars and Stripes.